The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I am speaking today about a message entitled, Great is the Mystery of Godliness. Now I will tell you this, we're kind of going to start in the middle of this verse, because I preached the first part of it last week. And it should be up on the website if you're interested. SG Chapel, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, sgchapel.com. On the left side of the web page, there's a little thing that says radio messages, and hopefully Paul's got it posted there already. So if you want to hear the first part, that's where it is. I'm speaking from 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. As I said last week, I believe this is one of the greatest statements ever written down. One of the greatest statements of the work and the truth and the grace and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul stated it without controversy. There is no argument. There is no dispute. There is no gray area. Without controversy, confessed by all who know the truth, great is the mystery of godliness. And I spoke of God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, and I left off with seen of angels. And I said that I wondered if you had ever thought about this. Because to me, this seems like kind of a strange thing. Not very commonly spoken of, okay? And it doesn't quite seem to fit with justified in the Spirit, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on the world, received up into glory. The scene of angels, it's like, didn't the angels always see him? You know, he's the one that created the angels. The Word was with God from the beginning, and the Word made everything that was made, and that includes the angels. So the angels had seen him. He's the eternal Son. God is the eternal Father. Christ is the eternal Son. And then there's the eternal Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. These three are one. The angels had seen Christ. The angels had seen him, the eternal Son. They knew he had created them. But it just seems like, you know, so why would it be in here just scene of angels? I mean, it just doesn't, when you think about it on the surface, it doesn't really seem to fit. But when you look at it, and I did look at it in the Greek, now some people don't like that, well, get over it. I don't care what you like, what you don't like. This is what Paul wrote in Greek. Okay, so if you got a problem with that, you got a problem with the Apostle Paul, and you got more problems than you can handle anyway. But what this word means here, seen of angels, it's much more than just to see, okay, than just seeing. It does mean seeing. This word actually translated, should be translated, gaze in wonder. It means to see something remarkable. It's not just, oh, you know, the angels saw him. Yes, they did. But no, they gazed in wonder at God manifest in the flesh. They gazed in wonder. That's part of the mystery of godliness that the world does not see. It's not that the mystery cannot be known. It's just that the mystery must be revealed. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And great is this mystery of godliness. Part of this is, he was gazed in wonder by the angels. These angels who see with better eyes than we have. They saw, this is what they saw. They saw the King of Glory, the Creator of the universe, their own Creator manifest in the flesh. They knew who he was. They had some idea of this incredible condescension from his place in glory. The Word was with God. The Word was God. From the beginning, from the heights of heaven itself, and he came down to this cursed and condemned world. And not only that, they saw him come down to be born in a body of flesh. He was made of a woman, made under the law. And he stayed here, living and growing, and then publicly speaking the complete and utter truth of God to men who hated him because they loved darkness. And yet he still spoke the truth of God completely, totally, and perfectly. He came here unknown, but to a few that he had revealed himself to. That's it. The only ones who knew him here were those to whom he had revealed himself. The angels marveled at this. They were astounded. You understand? This is part of the mystery of godliness. He amazed the angels. They gazed in wonder at God manifest in the flesh. Peter put it this way. 1 Peter 1 and 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Watch this. Which things the angels desire to look into. Scene of angels. Why? The angels desire to look into what? God manifest in the flesh. The angels desire to look into Jesus Christ, the righteous, the God man, the one who came down from heaven. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and thought it was not a thing to be grasped after. He came down and took upon himself the form of a servant. This the angels desire to look into. Why? I'm going to tell you something. This is Joe speaking, not Scripture. They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. They didn't see why the God of all glory, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, would come down and be manifest in the flesh, the God-man, at God manifest in the flesh. The angels see something remarkable. Men tried to kill him while he was here. You understand? They took up stones to stone the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They didn't get it done because they weren't going to get it done. It wasn't what Christ Jesus wanted, or the Father wanted, or the Holy Spirit wanted, but man wanted to kill him several times. They took him up on a high hill and would have cast him off. We're going to kill him. They were going to throw him off a cliff. But he walked out in the midst of them. Why? His hour had not yet come, and that was not to be the manner of his death. He came to die. He came to redeem those that were under the law. He came to save his people from their sins. God was manifest in the flesh for that express purpose. God couldn't die, but God, manifest in the flesh, could die and could redeem and could justify and could offer himself as the perfect sacrifice for sin once. And by his offering, we are sanctified. And by one offering, his offering, the same offering, we are perfected forever in him. The angels marveled at this. They were just simply caught up in it. They saw him as he is, the God-man. They knew him before he came. They knew him while he was here. And they gazed in wonder at him. Why? Because Jesus Christ is something remarkable to see. The world doesn't know it. Man doesn't know it. But the angels knew it. And that's why it's in here. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, and seen of angels. Seen of angels. Why? Because they desired to look into this. Peter wrote it. I think it's just amazing. The next thing says, preached unto the Gentiles. I am so glad that Paul included this here. And this is part of the mystery of godliness. This is part of the godliness means piety, the doing well in worship. God manifest in the flesh was preached unto the Gentiles. This was an extraordinarily strange thing to the Jews. You understand? The Jews were the ones who had the oracles of God. The Jews were the ones that God spoke to as a nation, as a people. He didn't speak to the world. You understand? He did not speak to the world. The prophets came to the Jews. The prophets were Jews. The law was given to the Jews, but also the tabernacle in the wilderness was given to the Jews. The house of God built by Solomon, not by David, although he wanted to, but by Solomon, was built in where? In Jerusalem. The sacrifices were given to the Jews. Those pictures, those wonderful pictures of Christ, where he is the tabernacle and he is the sacrifice and he is the high priest who offers that day of atonement to the ark and the mercy seat, and he sprinkles the blood on it above, in between, excuse me, below the pillar of fire, the cloud, pillar of cloud, smoke. It's all of it's Christ. He's the sacrifice. He's the place where the sacrifice is offered. He is the one who presents the blood. All of that was given to the Jews. But God, manifest in the flesh, was also preached unto the Gentiles. Our Lord, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is a Jew. The promises were made to Abraham. The land was given to the Jews. But God did not leave out the Gentiles. The gospel of his dear son is preached to the Gentiles. It's preached to us even today. Paul, himself a Jew, a former Pharisee, a Hebrew of Hebrews, he preached this gospel, God manifest in the flesh, to the Gentiles. He's the apostle to the Gentiles. He was sent to the Gentiles. Paul was called because he was the apostle to the Gentiles, just as Peter was the apostle to the Jew. And God, manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, is preached unto the Gentiles now. There's coming a time. We have been, Gentiles have been, grafted in to that one olive tree. But there's coming a time. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody wants to think, okay? They can think what they want, they can say what they want, but what the scriptures say is there's coming a time when the Jews are going to be grafted back in. Don't boast against the branches, you know? The branches hold you. The tree holds you. Don't boast against them. Don't boast against the Jew. God's not finished. He's made it clear in Romans chapter 11. You know, if you can't understand that, you can't understand it. But that's what it's saying. But now, God manifest in the flesh is preached to the Gentiles. This was a wonder. That was what Christ told Nicodemus. That was the whole thing of John 3:16. You understand that? So, in this manner, God loved the world. And whosoever, Jew or Gentile, bond or free, rich or poor, but Jew or Gentile is what got Nicodemus. You understand? That was unheard of. Salvation is of the Jews. But God did not forget the Gentiles. God did not leave out the Gentiles. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, and it is preached unto the Gentiles. True worship of God is preached unto the Gentiles in His Son, Jesus Christ the righteous. Here's the next miracle believed on in the world. Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, is believed on in the world. Now, the world as an entity, okay, as a whole, the world has no idea, not even a hint, of who God is, who Christ is, or who the Spirit is. But God manifest in the flesh is believed on in the world. Not by the world, in the world. The world will have nothing to do with him. Jesus said of his disciples, "You are in the world, but you are not of the world." That's the difference. God manifest in the flesh, is preached unto the Gentiles, and it's believed on in the world. He is believed on in the world. God manifest in the flesh is believed on in the world. When? Right now. Right now, when Paul was writing this, going on, getting toward 2,000 years ago, at 1,900 some odd years, and right now in 2016, which is the year that we're in right now, God manifest in the flesh is believed on in the world. Those who have been born of God, those who have been born from above, have been given life and are given faith, and they believe Him while they are in the world. Great is the mystery of godliness. There are some who teach that we are given life, and we may or may not understand the gospel, hear the gospel, believe the gospel. That's not what this says. That's not what this says. This is great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery of worship. God manifest in the flesh is believed on in the world while we are here now. Christ Jesus himself said, if you believe not that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. Now, he wasn't stopping to make a difference between alive or not alive, between regenerate and unregenerate, between alive and dead in trespasses and sin. No, he's gone. If you believe not that I am he, if you believe not that he is what? God manifest in the flesh, you're going to die in your sins. And that, am I elect or am I not elect? That whole question will go out the window. If you believe not that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. That's what Jesus Christ said. He is to be believed on in the world. There are those who think that we shall only know in the hereafter, in heaven. Now, it's true that we shall know better then, because now we only see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face. However, this verse here is not speaking of what comes later. There is more to come later. There is a salvation, full salvation, to be revealed. But we have the salvation of God here right now. And great is the mystery of this worship, of this worshiping well. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and believed on in this world right now. He is believed on in the world now. And if you don't believe on him now, you're not going to be believing on him later. You understand? Not in the hereafter. On this world right now. We are to believe God. We are to believe Christ. And he was received up into glory. I've got to hurry. God manifest in the flesh, I don't want to hurry and not say it correctly, was bodily. That is to say, in the flesh, received up into glory. He is acceptable. God manifest in the flesh is acceptable, and he is accepted by the Father. He offered his offering to the Father. He was, according to Hebrews 9 and verse 28, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of everybody in the whole world. No. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Now, what's that mean? Well, actually, you look at it, it means many. And unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He's coming again. God manifest in the flesh is coming back. This same Jesus whom you've seen go will come again. He was received up out of their sight. He was received up into glory bodily. And guess what? He's coming back bodily. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is a man. The God-man, yes, but he's a man. He is God manifest in the flesh still when he comes back. God manifest in the flesh has by one offering sanctified, set apart his people, and has by one offering perfected forever them that are sanctified, and that he was received up into glory, totally and completely accepted of the Father. Peter wrote this, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though ye see him, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Guess what? We're back where I was. which things the angels desire to look into. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. It is a mystery because the world doesn't know it. It is a mystery because it is hidden to those which are lost. It is a mystery because the princes of this world didn't know him. And it's a mystery because he cannot be known by the natural man. It is a mystery because it must be revealed to a man. No man can see him or this mystery of godliness except by divine life and divine light. No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. No man can come unto me unless it be given to him, but of the Father. The Holy Spirit must come and impart life where there is only a dead alien sinner, dead in trespasses and in sins, dead to God. We must be born from above. We must be born of God in order to what? To see this great mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. However, by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, life and faith come by grace to those whom he has chosen from before the foundation of the world. And to these alone, is that mystery revealed. And great is the mystery of godliness.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preached.